Don't forget, next week we will be on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. A little schedule change necessitated by the Virginia Tech and Virginia basketball games on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We sometimes forget, so we want to thank our producer-engineer, J-Mac, also known as Jason. So if the show sounded nice and smooth tonight, he gets all the credit without question. It's time for what used to be our fall sports update. Frank Maloney has corrected me. It is now the winter sports update from Charlottesville.
In the latest standings for Division I, UVA is off to a great start in the Director's Cup race. The Hoos athletic programs are currently in second place, trailing only Stanford by a mere 8 points. UNC is in third place. Pretty impressive that two teams in the top three are ACC schools. Final fall standings, and that's the way they record it, will be released on January 13th. Men's football. UVA announced that Chip West has joined Mike London's staff. West is known as a top-notch recruiter and leaves the ODU staff after having helped them achieve a 9-2 record this year in only their first year of organized football.
Top-notch recruiter in the Tidewater area, which is fertile territory for high school football players.
Jim worries about that all the time. Coach West also worked for 3 years at JMU, and he's famous for recruiting Rodney Landers, who had an incredible career at JMU. Hopefully he can find some top-notch talent to play football at Virginia. Also, Mike Lund announced that Steve Atkinson will be joining his staff as director of player development. So that's another U of R coach that he's brought over. It has been widely reported in a number of publications that former U of R head coach Jim Reed is going to leave the sunny confines of the Miami Dolphins and come to Charlottesville to direct the defense. However, no official notice has been
released. Until now.
Well, we can't announce it either.
But no, I would say, and not to interrupt your report, Jim Reed, just a sensational guy. I know you know Jim. He was the head coach at Richmond for 8 years, and because of my wife Linda being on the faculty there, got to know Coach Reed extremely well. Just a character guy and would be a sensational addition to the Virginia staff.
Well, anyhow, we're hoping to hear word of that soon. Another piece of football news, one of the commitments for UVA football, Michael Strauss, a 6'3" quarterback from Miami, Florida, it's been rumored that he will take a mid-year admissions entrance so that he can be a part of the program during spring ball, which that's only happened 3 times in UVA modern history.
So that would definitely help.
We need help at quarterback. Women's basketball. The number 21-ranked Cavaliers defeated Colorado in a struggle 74-59 last weekend and then beat St. Bonaventure 72-64 on Monday night. UVA is now 11-3 on the season. Next up, the Hoos traveled to Florida State for Thursday night in the ACC opener. Monica Wright continues her assault on the career scoring record held by Dawn Staley. And Monica was just named ACC Player of the Week. That's the second time this year. Men's and women's swimming. UVA is prepping for a big home meet versus Tennessee at the UVA Aquatics and Fitness Center this weekend. Men's wrestling, currently ranked 18th in the country, led by Coach Steve Garland. Their next team matches are the Virginia Duels down in Hampton Roads this weekend. Good luck to the Wahoo Grapplers.
And don't forget, next Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, our show will be on then. We expect and hope that former radio analyst of Virginia Hoop Guy Terry Gates will be able to join us maybe in studio. 2 weeks from tonight, Dan Bonner is lined up for the show to talk Virginia basketball, ACC basketball. We're having conversations or trying to track down people like Jimmy Miller, John Crotty, Brian Stith. So a lot of basketball guests coming up in the weeks to come, and look forward to hearing from all of those folks.
As well as Debbie Ryan, who we're talking to, her people. So very shortly we will have some top-notch hoopsters
And hope to get Tony Bennett on as well before too long, because we've had a lot of head coaches on. We haven't had the basketball head coach yet, so looking forward to that.
Anyhow, we want to thank our sponsors. It's a great start to the new year. Jim and I are very excited about the upcoming NC State game. And obviously next week's show is going to be on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock here on 910. That's just a one-week change. So we'll see you then.
Yeah, look forward to that, and look forward to the Wolfpack game on Saturday, and we'll be here Tuesday night to talk about it. Thanks for listening. See you next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock on Who's Talking.